You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand. We do this each and every Tuesday night. Couple of more weeks of the show to go here as the football season, believe it or not, winding down. Monmouth with two more games, one of which comes up this weekend against St. Francis, Pennsylvania. A 12 o'clock kickoff at Kessler Field as MU will try to close out with a couple of wins, 4-4 going in to this one, 3-2 in the Northeast Conference. And a big reason why Monmouth was able to get back to 500 overall and above 500 in league play is this guy. He is sophomore running back Julian Hayes, who gives us a couple of minutes here in between wings and pizza. Julian, I want to start and get into the Duquesne game for you because, I think, to be honest with you, and we can talk about this too, maybe this season has had some ups and downs for you a little bit more than you would have anticipated. But certainly a couple of Saturdays ago against Duquesne, I would think at this point of the year has been the highlight of the season because, to me, you took that football game over.
I think so far in the year I didn't have the year I expected to have, but at the same time I stuck with it, and I definitely feel that Duquesne was a breakout game for me so far this year and something to build on.
36 carries against the Dukes for 158 yards, couple of big touchdowns, but boy, the biggest run of the day you might have had was in the fourth quarter to kind of ice the game away and make sure that Duquesne couldn't get the football back on a third down call. And I remember you from a couple weeks ago getting up after that run, after you were tackled, and you were pretty jazzed after that, right? I mean, you knew basically at that point, football game over, and my big run just kind of did the job.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely excited. It felt good to be able to make a play for my team. I know going on to that series, you know, we knew that if we got a first down, the game was over, so... what was going through my mind on that last play in particular was just make a play for the team. Let's get this win, and I was able to do that.
If it means anything to you, you know, up where we are doing the game announcing, the coaches were right next to us or right below us. I've never seen the coaches so happy after walking off of a football game. Not Coach Callahan because he's down on the field, but the coaches doing the play calling up in the box. There was a huge explosion after that game, after that play had taken place, and Monmouth gets a big win for you. So let's talk about the season a little bit. Last year you had such a great year. You know, maybe a bit unexpected just because you were a freshman coming in after a year post-grad. You know, you kind of build that body up a little bit, and you come in and you put together an unbelievable season. You get national recognition on the Jerry Rice Award kind of watch list, 14 touchdowns on the year. What were you anticipating that this year was going to be for Julian Hayes?
Well, biggest thing was I just wanted to be able to come in and play my part. I just wanted to build on what I did last year, you know, take a look at some of the things that I needed some improvement and just work on those different things. And, you know, for the most part, I thought I was able to do that. But at the same time, you know, the season might have gone in a different direction. But, you know, I'm still just going with the flow of things and just trying to improve every week.
And your numbers this year are certainly still pretty good. You know, you've got close to 500 yards on the ground, 8 touchdowns with a couple of games to go, and you've got to factor in, I'm sure you would have scored at least 3 or 4 touchdowns last week against Central Connecticut State, right? So you can kind of add those into the total at some point along the way. But you're part of kind of a balanced backfield this year, you know, between yourself and KB Asante and Pete Nagy getting some carries. Everyone in there can kind of contribute, which I think for the team and maybe even for you is a good thing. If you're having an off day, hey, I got a guy right next to me that can do a great job on that particular day too.
Yeah, I mean, I know I said it even before this season started. I had an interview and I said that I feel that we have multiple running backs on our team that could start and do well for any team in the conference, and I still believe that to this day. You know, it's always good to have other people to push you. We all push each other, and you know, if one of us isn't having a good day, I know it's guaranteed that one of the three is definitely going to perform. And I just feel that we have one of the best backfields in the not only in the conference, I feel that in the country. I feel like with everyone coming back next year, I feel like we're going to be doing really big things.
It is a position that, you know, you and I have talked before, Matt, and I know even going back to preseason, it's not only a talented position on our football team, it's a very deep position. And, you know, there's been points throughout the season so far where all of the guys have really, you know, taken advantage of the opportunity and had a big day. And you saw that last in our last game with Julian earlier in the season. It might have been KB Asante or runs here and there by Pete Nagy. But, you know, our philosophy is we're going to play the guy that's given us the production. We're going to start feeding him the ball. And last week it resulted in 36 carries for Julian and a big day on the ground with over 150 yards.
Julian, is it tough to be a running back sometimes in such a balanced offense when you have a quarterback like Kyle? I mean, you got the ball 36 times against Duquesne, but there might be a game that you only get a 10 because he's hot and maybe the offense is working better in the passing game. The running game this year has had its ups and downs a little bit, but I would imagine you're a guy that would love to get the ball 30, 35 times a game.
Yeah, I mean, as a running back, you know, you always feel that you can be a playmaker and you always want to get the ball and try to do what you can for your team. But at the same time, I mean, we have a really balanced team and we have a How can I put it? We have a great support system, and we know, like, I know personally, if Frazier has to go out there and throw the rock and he's being successful with that, then, you know, we're going to stick with it, and I have no problem with that. I mean, I think at our position, we just know that when it's our time to make plays, we're going to make plays, and we're just going to fit within the system.
So, Coach, it is kind of, you know, you've got to be selfish but unselfish, really, at the same time.
Well, you want players in the running back position, in the receiver position, for that matter, who want the ball. I mean, you don't want a running back out there on the field who doesn't want to carry the ball, or a receiver who's hoping they throw the ball to somebody else. You want somebody who wants the ball. We've talked about this before too, Matt. You know, I've never talked to a receiver, especially our receivers, who don't think they're open on every single play. I've never seen a running back or talked to a running back who doesn't think he can gain 10 yards on every single play. But that's the mindset, that's the mentality that you want in those players in those positions. You want the guys that are confident, that are hungry, that can say, hey, just give it to me, coach, and I'll get it done.
Julian, a fun question for you. You know, you kind of play like a tailback spot along with KB and along with Pete. There's another running back that every once in a while gets into the game for you guys. It's called the fullback. It's maybe a position that doesn't get used a ton in the Monmouth offense. Do you guys that are the tailbacks, do you make fun of those other guys? Do you make fun of Justin and Tyler? You say, like, hey, I don't, what are you doing over here? Go work with the tight ends. Go work with the linemen. We don't really need you over here today.
I think that's the beauty of our particular position group is, you know, we're all really great friends, and we have a really fun time. And we always, you know, poke and jab at each other, you know, make different jokes about each other, you know, particularly fullbacks versus the running backs and stuff like that. But we all know at the same time that they're a vital part of our team, and when they go in there, they do a hell of a job every single time. So we always applaud them for that. But I mean, behind closed doors from everybody else, you know, there's always a little bit of joking and stuff going on.
Like when you know, Justin had the fake punt on that day. He was the big talk in the position room that day.
Oh yeah, most definitely. We were actually watching offensive film, and you know, that we saw our fullbacks a lot of love, and we asked, you know, our running back coach Damian, could he go in the special teams film and bring that up for us we could watch? And you know, we were all cheering and applauding. So you know, it's a lot of love in that position. Yeah.
You know, the two guys that we had on earlier in the show, Dino and Brad, both from Maryland, and they both said everything kind of okay. You're from Connecticut. What was the scene like up there for the last couple of days? I know there were parts of Connecticut that got hit fairly bad from the storm, but where you're from in Middletown, everything okay?
Yeah, everything was fine, actually. It wasn't too much damage or anything like that. So that was a positive thing for me, and it was just good to see that everybody was safe and everybody was okay.
Well, that's good. Appreciate you swinging by, giving us a couple minutes. Looking forward to seeing you run like you did against Duquesne on Saturday against St. Francis PA and Robert Morris. Get a couple more wins under your belt. As you said, all three running backs back next year, so no reason that you shouldn't have the nation's best backfield again next year too, right?
Yeah, no, most definitely. Most definitely.
Appreciate you coming by, Julian. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
Thanks, Julian.
Sophomore running back Julian Hayes here. We will step out, take one more two-minute timeout. When we come back, Coach and I will get into St. Francis, Pennsylvania a little bit. We'll bounce around the league over the course of the last couple of weeks as well, as things have dramatically changed from where they were the last time we were on a Tuesday night. Two-minute timeout. We come back for one more segment. Matt Harmon, the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Callahan here from Jack's Goal Line Stand. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction to alcohol or drugs, then you must listen to this message because there is hope. No matter what substance you or your loved one is coping with, you are just one phone call away from real help. Recovery Connection makes the healing process simple and affordable by providing fully certified and experienced facilities that are right for you or your loved one's personal situation. Call 800-943-1329 now. Don't wait another day. Best of all, most private insurances are accepted. Just call 800-943-1329 today. Our mission is to help you or someone you love begin the healing process and get back a healthy and sober way of life. We will help you coordinate all the arrangements and answer any questions you have. One phone call is all it takes to get back the life you or your loved one deserves. The call is free. The help is real. Call 800-943-1329. That's 800-943-1329. 800-943-1329. Again, 800-943-1329.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Introducing the newest energy drink, Hyperdrive. Made of electrolytes, gamma lights, and lightning. Drink one, drink five, never sleep again. It has everything.
But does it have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Hurry into Sears Veterans Day appliance event and get up to 25% off appliances, plus save even more with appliance super buys. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 11-8 to 11-13.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. One more segment here to go before we bid you adieu on this Tuesday night, and hopefully everyone listening okay from the storm that took place over the course of the last few days. It has been quite a cleanup that will certainly continue. Class set to start tomorrow at Monmouth. Hopefully things will get back to normal. What is not normal anymore is the league standings, Coach, and we'll spend a couple minutes on that before we talk about this week's game against St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Kind of 2 weeks to talk about, but we can certainly focus on last week as Monmouth and Central Connecticut State again postponed or canceled, as it turns out, from last week. But the big game of the week was Wagner and Albany, a game that took place up at University Field in Albany, and Wagner put an absolute beating on the Great Danes.
They certainly did, and you know, just looking at that game statistically, Wagner dominated in every aspect, holding Albany to 180 yards of total offense. They dominated both sides of the ball. Albany really never got anything going from an offensive standpoint, never even got close to the end zone. To be honest with you, I was surprised. Wagner's one of those teams that's been getting better every week. They haven't lost since we beat them back in week three or four. And they've got quite a streak going right now. They put themselves in position to win, and you got to give them a lot of credit. The Wagner team and Coach Hamline, they went through a pretty severe storm situation themselves up on Staten Island. You know, luckily they had all their players housed on campus throughout the storm, so they had them there, and they were able to get the practice week going. I think they were able to get out and practice a little bit on Tuesday. It was almost a normal week for them, although I don't think you could call anything about what happened last week normal. But then to go up there and win the way they did is very impressive, and you got to give them a lot of credit.
You have mentioned what they have done. I mean, they have won, and it's been all league games, too, since Monmouth beat them on the 15th of September. They kind of play a really strange game this week. I mean, last week before the end of the season, they're playing a non-conference game against Holy Cross before taking on Duquesne in the last week of the season. And Duquesne, really, the team right now that kind of holds the key for everyone, because they play Albany this week and Wagner next week.
They play both Albany and Wagner. I think both those games will be terrific games. Duquesne's a very talented team, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how Albany responds to that one loss last week. You know, they have to win to give themselves any chance, and then hopefully then they have to hope that in the final week of the season, Wagner gets beat by Duquesne. So Duquesne really holds the key to the future of what's going to happen within the AAC.
A couple minutes here on St. Francis, Pennsylvania, which is the opponent for Monmouth this week. A 12 o'clock kickoff. First, let's get into that, kind of the rare 12 o'clock kickoff. But as games move into November and teams have to travel longer distance, that is kind of the norm in the NEC.
That, and when you couple in the fact that, you know, we no longer have the daylight savings time, it's going to get dark earlier. And
Can't turn the lights on at Kessler Field?
Kessler Field doesn't have lights yet.
They're lost in the storm, right?
Got blown away in the storm. But we're hoping to replace those lights there. The insurance adjusters are on campus looking for those light poles that were there.
The red flash coming into this one, 3-6 overall, 2-4 in the Northeast Conference. And after kind of a real bright start, they had back-to-back wins over Bryan and Morehead State. They've struggled to find a win. They have won against Robert Morris in the first week of October, but saddled in between some difficult losses. But at one point, they were really kind of the surprise team in the league.
They were early on. They were putting up big numbers, as you mentioned, in the Bryan game. And then it went down to Morehead State and put up huge numbers running the ball, which is something that they like to do. And then they've been in a lot of close games, but they haven't been able to pull them off and get the victories there. Offensively, very, very good team running the ball. Averaging, they're league-leading, averaging over 200 yards on the ground. And they're doing this with really their second tailback. Their initial starter, Kyle Hybridge, was hurt during the preseason, is out for the year. Keon Wade has come in and done a pretty good job, and they had a freshman in Dixon who played a little bit earlier in the season, but is out for the season. The quarterback, John Kelly, is one of those guys that you really got to, you know, pay attention to. He can hurt you both throwing the ball and with his feet. He's their second leading rusher. He's given us fits the last 2 years when we've played them. And on the defensive side, although they're giving up a fair amount of points and a fair amount of yardage, they're a little unorthodox in what they do. They can cause you a lot of problems with their alignments and some of their blitzes and stunts. You've really got to be on your game and execute as an offense in order to move the ball on them.
You know, one of the things that has been a bit of a trend for them defensively, at least in the last couple weeks, is they have given up a ton of points. I mean, they've had three consecutive weeks all in losses that they've given up more than 30 points, 36 to Albany, 31 to Wagner, 32 to Central Connecticut State. They didn't play last week either. They had their bye week last week, so you have two teams basically coming off of byes. Monmouth's not planned, and St. Francis, Pennsylvania's is planned. And you know, as I've started to put some stuff together, what they seem to do well is also a strength for Monmouth. You mentioned their rushing attack. They're number one in the league rushing the football. Well, Monmouth defensively is the number one rush defense. They don't throw the ball real well, and at least statistically, Monmouth has had their struggles defending the pass at certain times. So it is kind of interesting how things kind of match up sometimes.
It is, and hopefully it plays out that way on Saturday. You know, their rushing attack is all about the tailback and Wade and the quarterback. The ball's going to be in one of those two guys' hands on every single play. And if you're really getting up too much on the run, they have pretty good receivers in Alexander and Domicoso. They can hurt you down the field. Alexander, of course, the transfer from Florida State. He's been a key guy for him, although his number of catches aren't as high as it was a year ago. And Domicoso is a guy, one of those guys who really hurts you inside. You know, on the defensive side, you've got to make sure that you're taking, or from our offense going against their defense, you've got to make sure that we take care of every opportunity that we have. We can't have wasted opportunities. We've got to make sure that we take care of the football, that we're not turning it over, and that we're very methodical in what we do.
How about a final question, Coach, about this one? Again, an unplanned bye last week with Central Connecticut State, but does that help at all? I mean, have guys been able to get healthier at this point of the season? You'd play everybody out at this part of the stretch anyway.
Yeah, at this point in the year, guys are going to play with what they have. Yes, in a way, it did help us heal up a little bit. But at the same time, Matt, those 8 days away from football may hurt us as well. And that's why we tried to get our guys going, as we said at the top of the show, on Sunday and Monday to kind of get back into practicing football. And I think, you know, judging by today's practice, I think we were successful in doing that.
Well, the kickoff is set for 12 o'clock. It is the league's TV game. And, of course, you can listen to it here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160 and 1310 AM Shore Sports. ShoreSportsNetwork.com and on Saturday as well, GoMUHawks.com. Coach, appreciate the time coming up. I know it's been a crazy, crazy week with kids coming back and hurricane damage, everything else going on, but always good to talk some football with you.
Yeah, it's great to be back and having a show again. I missed last Tuesday, Matt.
Yep, looking forward to next Tuesday as well. We will say goodnight here and remind you that coming up on our AM stations, election coverage, a big election night. If you haven't, get out there and vote. For the head coach, Kevin Callahan, and our guest tonight, Dino Molina, Brad Harris, Julian Hayes, Matt Harmon, saying so long from Jack's Goal Line Stand. See you at Kessler Field on Saturday afternoon. You've been listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com. Join us again next Tuesday when we broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End and talk Hawks football. For more on your Monmouth Hawks, visit GoMUHawks.com and shoresportsnetwork.com.